Welcome to Shom Achshav on Adaf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Tes. The Gemara on the end of Amud Beis learns from the Pasuk that in fact that it says by Mitzoyro, Kaf HaKoyin HaSmalis, you learn from here the Kol Mokum Shenema Kaf Eino Ela Yamin. Kaf means the right hand. Now the Ishbitza, the Me'a Sheloyach, learns from this something very deep. We'll start with what he says in Parshas Bereishis. Regarding the Pasuk, it says, Vayomer le'isha afki amar Elokim. So the Mashiach starts by saying that the Torah, the main part of the Torah, is to be mashli machisaron. Person is missing things. He needs to correct himself. The Torah is given to correct him. This connects the Mashiach in Shabbos Daf Peches, regarding when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemaim, and the Malachim want to keep the Torah. So Kishbol tells Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. So he explains the Mashiach. The Torah can be given only to be mashli machisaron, to fill up something that's missing. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Malachim. Malachim, you want the Torah because you enjoy the Torah. But you don't have any chisroinus, you don't have anything that you're missing. Am Yisrael go through the Aseres HaDibros, each one of them is to correct something. And he continues there, he brings the Talmud of Eliyo, that says there that the Talmud met Eliyo HaNovi, says, I really want to learn Torah. I have a desire to learn Torah. Told him, you can't learn Torah unless someone is moiser nafsho Eliyo. So explains to me, Ashiloyach, what did the Talmud say wrong? He says, I want Torah. I'm very interested in Torah. I'm desired to have Torah. He says, you want to have Torah, just enjoy Torah. That's very nice. But that's not the Iker Torah. Torah is to be master machisoran. Mesiris nefesh means, you know, if I don't have the Torah, I'm missing something. I need the Torah to complete me. I'm willing to sacrifice everything for Torah. The Torah is a necessity, not just something that's added pleasure. For the Malachim, they don't have it. So going back to Bereishis, the Mashiach says, when Adam HaRishon got a mitzvah, for him it was the mitzvah of Torah for him, was not to eat from Eitz HaDaas. That was to correct something that was missing in Adam HaRishon. That was his mitzvah, his Torah, to correct his chisaron. What does the Nochus try to do? Then the Nochus tries to go and to embarrass the Adam with the chisaron. Said, oh, I see you can't eat from Eitz HaDaas. That means something's missing by you. He makes fun, he embarrasses the Adam and tell him, this is what you're missing. And here the Me'a Sheloyach says another Nekudo, a Yesoy that he brings a few times in his Sefer. Whenever a person makes fun of somebody else and points out his chisroinus, comes to embarrass him, so what happens is, he's going to lose his Maila, and his friend, the one he's making fun of, will take his Maila. Similar to what's brought down regarding Lashon Hara, if someone says Lashon Hara to somebody else, so the all the schusim go to that other person. When a person makes fun of somebody and embarrasses him, so all his milas go to the other person. Meshlech says on the pasuk, "V'loisale b'malis al mizbechia shloisi goli yevos cholov." So he says, "The oimik of it is, don't be b'malis al mizbechia, don't be and with a milo on top of your friend, make fun of your friend, show how you're better than your friend." Don't be misguided on shum nefesh meYisrael, because if you do, shaloi sigolay ervos cholov. If you do it, your erev will be misguided. You will be embarrassed because you're going to lose your mile and will go to your friend. And with this, he explains the pasuk of Parshas Kitetze. It says ki notzu noshim yachtov. The people are fighting, and then the wife of one of them hirzika b'muvushov. It says vekatzoyso es kapo. So she embarrassed somebody by holding his private parts. So you cut her calf. So the remez over here is, when someone embarrasses his friend, b'mivushov, causes him embarrassment, so then, v'katsoy says kapo, he will lose his chusim. He will lose everything good that he has. How do we know that katsoy says kapo means he loses everything good that he has? That is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, whenever it says kaf, it means yamin, it means the right hand. Right always means his chusim. Mi'minim u'masmilim. The Mi'minim were the ones who are giving Schusim. The ones who are Masmilim were the ones who are giving Chayvis. Fekatsoy says, Kapo means you take away her right hand, meaning you take away the Schusim. Someone who embarrasses his friend, he loses all the Schusim and it goes to his friend. So Imeli says that's what happened with the Nachash. The Nachash came to embarrass Adam HaRishon to point out that he can't eat from Eitz HaDaas. So he lost all his maila. He would be walking with Krem Skuf. He was walking on 2 feet. He had the gaivo. He was able to stand straight. He's less than an animal. He doesn't even have any feet, the Nochash anymore. And the Odom has control him to a certain degree. Hu Yishufenu Roish. discussing the milas of the Nachash he lost because he pointed out and embarrassed Adam HaRishon. That's the beautiful Mahalach of the Me'ah Shiloyach, which is based on our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shireen, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.